Yes, Councillor Tony Williams, Chair of the Local Disaster Management Group.
We're good? Mm-hmm. So what's coming out of the meeting today?
Look, today we've had an update in the flood heights for the Fitzroy River, the predicted flood heights that they're providing, which is yesterday's forecast of a minor flood of 7 metres has been upgraded to a 8.5 metre flood, which is at the lower end of the major flooding. So we're making precautions and starting to get the message out now that that's what we're planning to have. That we'll have a 2-flood peak with this event. Early into next week, we'll have a minor height of 7 metres, and then as we work through into later in the week, next Friday, we'll reach that 8.5 metre mark.
What happens in this situation when it's a level of 8.5? What can we see?
Look, there's impacts of different levels and different heights. On the Rockhampton Regional Council website, we have all the flood maps on there of 7 metres, 7.5, 8 metres, 8.5, 9 metres. So I urge anyone that wants to have a look at what the impacts would be from those type of flooding events to jump on the council website and Google floods and flood maps. So all that information will be there. What those maps don't show is that the mitigation works on the north side of Rockhampton, where Lakes Creek Road is actively a levee, acts as a levee, with the drains going through there. So when that flood modelling was done, they didn't pick up the water that was going through the drains. So traditionally, all those properties in the Burska area would see the water bubbling up through the drains. Now we've got the flood mitigation with the valves on Lakes Creek Road, stopping that water going into those drains, and also the temporary barrier, which will be going up into Ellis and Robber Street. That will stop that backwater coming up from Frenchman's Creek. So there's around 400 properties that were traditionally flooded in this type of an event will now be flood-free.
So there'll still be homes inundated, but?
That's right. There'll be a number of homes at that 8.5 metre mark. We have a number of properties that will have water in their yards, and then there will be some that may have water go over their floorboards. But we can get that information as we've had those previous floods before and get that detail. As we've just had that information provided this morning, I haven't got that detail on hand.
Do you know numbers, like how many roughly that would be?
I'm sure there are, but I don't think it's in the great numbers. As I say, it's a lower scale of a major flood, but I'm happy to get that information, provide that at later updates.
How does this coming flood compare to ones we've had in the past?
Look, it's something that we're... it's benefit, really, because we do have time to prepare and plan and get that information out, and that's one of the blessings, but we're still living in a floodplain, and part of that is living with floods. So we've been able to model and map a lot of those floods over time and gather that information. Every floods are different, and it floods differently in different areas as things change. But as we go through, we do debrief and capture as much data and information as we can, and then provide that information into those information and that records. So I suggest anyone that wants to grab some information about flooding, jump on the council website and have a look at those flood maps and all that information that's on there. There's quite a lot of detail there if they want to look into it a lot further and get that information for themselves.
And where's most of the water come? Is there like specific areas?
Look, traditionally the majority will be down the main river itself, down the Fitzroy, but then it does break at Pink Lily at some point and come around the back of the Yeppin. Around the back of the airport and join back into Gavier Creek, and then that backwater tends to come back up through Debo Hill. And so that's the way that the system works. So at what point that breaks the banks at Pink Lily, I haven't got that offhand as well, but that is all in that information on the council website.
Residents have about 8 days until it will reach that height level. Well, is this ample time for them to start preparing now?
That's right. We've got the sandbags out there and the information being provided, access to that website. So if they'd like to have a look at their properties and the locations are there, and we'll be providing more information as we work through. We'll be out there door knocking, providing information, going to the shopping centres and telling everyone what we're lining up for, so they're able to understand better about what's happening. We'll have the local disaster coordination centre that's been activated. We stood up this morning, and that's allowing people to ring through and ask questions or report information that to do with this event, get that detail and help them out.
How much rain has come from some of that catchment area? Like, is it pretty big?
Debbie really gave us a final wallop before she left after last night with that extreme weather event. There was huge amounts of rain that was captured in our local area, but again, that was dispersed across the Capricornia area as well. Indications are that because our river is such a large catchment, there's five rivers flowing into one. It dumped and deposited an amount of water in each one, so we're still capturing a lot of data about what what's actually occurred overnight as the systems move further southward today. So again, you know, we're hopeful that those predictions that they've told us at this stage are at the higher end, but we never know, that could change.
So we've seen how quickly it can change. How will the local disaster management group act in the next few days?
Look, again, we'll be meeting daily to capture all that information, discuss with the agencies about how we can prepare our community for what lies ahead, and then also once the floods peaked, and then we start to plan the recovery. So it's going to be a long time. We're leading into next week before we even get the flood, so imagine there'll be a long time of activation. So we'll work our way through that. We may limit the hours of the local disaster coordination centre. It may just come back to the business hours while things settle down before we get the flood. But then after that, it'll ramp up again, and we work through the clean-up after the flood. So we've been through it a few times before. Our community is quite resilient, and you know, we've even seen it this week where people are helping out with the sandbagging and you know, helping each other. It's just part of the spirit in the local area, and we've been through it before, so I'm sure that we'll do it again.
And what sort of effects have you seen from last night's weather event?
Yes, look, again, the extreme weather event last night and what happened with the number 7 dam in Mount Morgan and the activation of that emergency action plan was something that we put to the test last night. Again, it was only at that alert stage where it met that criteria as the water was going over the slipway and the spillway. We had to make contact or put that message out there for residents to be alert. That time of night, it was very difficult to get that information out, but we did a marvellous job in getting it out through the radio and putting it on our Facebook site. Again, monitoring that every hour to see how that was going, to make sure as it came to the next level, whether we needed to get out and start door knocking. But as the system went through, that trigger point actually decreased, so we didn't need to take that next step. So it was something that worked quite well. And happy and proud of the staff that were up all night working through that. So it was a great achievement. But those types of events that came out from last night, we had no forewarning. We thought that the system had actually was further west and starting to head south from that westerly direction. Actually, it just basically came back over and stayed stationary over the whole area in the last 24 hours. High gusts and high rainfall, which closed a lot of roads, a lot of tree damage around the area. Some power out in some locations, so really it was like a mini cyclone that we experienced last night.
Cool. Thank you.